Hi, Andrew.
Hi, bud. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, if you're ready to go, we're going to talk some...
Did the cell phone ring or not?
It rang once very briefly, and then it stopped working.
Okay. I've had some problems with it, and I've just got back from Verizon, so I'm probably going to have to get a new battery or something in it later on. So
understood.
I'm glad I'm sitting here having the... landline sitting right next to me.
No worries. Appreciate it. So we can talk some dynasties then and kind of go from there if you're ready to go.
You bet. Fire away.
All right. Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Relest Radio here with Bud Legg. He was a longtime historian with the Iowa High School Athletic Association, still assisting them part-time. And, Bud, last time we were on the radio, we talked about the Dome a few years ago and its great history. And a lot of the teams that fill the Dome often are the same suspects every year. When we first talk about some of the great dynasties, what are some of the first teams that come to mind? Obviously, today we're here to talk about Pella, but what are some of the other great teams maybe over the past 10, 15 years that really stand out to you?
Well, the ones that come to mind, obviously, as far as Central Iowa is concerned, Dowling and Valley and Ankeny, certainly in that list. Over in Eastern Iowa with big schools, Bettendorf has had a great run along with Cedar Falls. Lately, Southeast Polk has really risen up. We talked earlier, and Harlan out in Southwest Iowa is probably as good as it gets, but another good Eastern Iowa team as far as the playoffs is concerned and season is Solon, and of course one of the early champions, Bishop Helan, who has not only been playing in 4A, but they're now in 3A, I guess with the new scheme it's 4A, but there's just been some real good ones. Williamsburg is another one, Decorah, Sigourney, Keota, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Pella here. The last quarter of a century has really done a great job.
Well, and, you know, dynasty can obviously be defined a lot of ways. Harlan, as you mentioned, probably the most obvious with the most championships, especially over a certain period of time. In your mind, what are some of the consistent traits of those teams that we see? And again, we can focus on Harlan, but what maybe sets the elite apart from the good or even the great?
Well, I don't want to put too much pressure on anybody, but you take a look at the teams that have been consistent in getting to the playoffs, getting consistent in winning at the playoffs and even championships. It all starts with the coaching and the coaching staffs, and that's probably the biggest one right there. But also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that the school support and the community support these teams get are something that always kind of lifts them up and makes a difference in that fourth quarter, or maybe on the last play, or whatever that may be. I think the big thing, though, is for everybody to keep in mind that you need to take a look at the big picture when you're looking at these teams over a course of time, and not just a snapshot maybe of the last one or two years, but you know, the last quarter of a century, high school football has really been a great sport, not only in terms of participation, but in terms of providing entertainment and a lot of good times for the fans.
Well, and I think you brought up a really good point near the end there about not having the short-term view in mind. And the reason why we're talking today is Pella has fallen on some slower times than they're used to. They had gone to the playoffs 14 years in a row with Coach McKinstry, were a three-time champion just under a decade ago still, and four times in a row in the finals, and have been a consistent playoff contender outside of the switch to 4A. When we talk about those blips on the radar, you know, for our Pella fans, what's kind of the words of wisdom to get through those, knowing that I think the idea is that better times will likely come back again. And in the context of Pella's success, especially the recent success, how in your mind does that contrast when you do have a couple of down seasons, especially in this new 4A, which is a really, really tough class?
Well, it gives you a new look at teams. So you know, first of all, you fans, team, coaches, players can't take any game for, you know, as a win. You've got to go out and earn each one. And that's why I say, you know, keep in mind what you've done over a period of times, and maybe not just the snapshot the last couple of seasons. But I think that the good teams will always bounce back. And I put Pella in that category, because if you take a look at the big picture with the Dutch, you're going to be looking at 77, 78, 79% wins over the last 22 seasons. So I think that speaks pretty well. And once everybody realizes that this is a team that just doesn't give up. I think I shared with you prior to this, we were down watching Pella and Bondurant Ferrara last year, which, you know, Bondurant Ferrara is really on a roll, and Pella stayed with them right till maybe about the last half of the fourth quarter. And so I think you're just a player two away from shaking down the echoes, if you will, of past years. So I think I don't look for Pella to be very, very down for any more than anyone else. And I've known Coach McKinstry. I've watched him play high school football. I've watched him coach, and I think he and his staff will right the ship with the Dutch in the near future.
Well, and I think one of the things about context is we talk not only about Pella's recent success as a football team, but the success they've been having elsewhere is also maybe, I would imagine, a sign for encouragement. They're the defending cross-country and track and field champions. They were the basketball champions in 2021 and seem to have another couple good teams coming up. When you look at the great programs of Iowa high school football, many of them are just football schools, but how many of them are like a Pella that when football's down, they're still winning championships and so many other things?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head right there. When you talk about a program in high school athletics, you can't just talk about one sport. These kids that are good athletes on Friday night in football are the same ones you see running track, the same ones you see playing basketball or wrestling, even soccer and baseball. Because if you take a look at some of the good football, baseball, basketball schools, Solon certainly comes to mind in that regard. They've had a good run at that. And then I just meant, you know, we were talking about the Dutch, but Harlan is another good one. Ankeny is that way. Dowling Valley in the big school ranks are that way. Williamsburg jumped into the scene here not too long ago with a track championship and a great girls program to go along with it. So programs always mean more than one sport, and I think it's a great thing for the communities to see these coaches share kids from football to track to basketball to baseball to whatever. So they all need the good athletes, and that's where you find them.
Well, and I think one of the last things I want to ask you about is managing expectations. And when we talk about Pella's run, when I first got here, it was championship in 14 to 16, in the finals in 17, in the quarterfinals in 18. We're talking a stretch of 6 or 7 years of undefeated regular seasons. How hard is that? And I think that the winning streak may be the greatest example that Pella's success maybe shouldn't be measured on that all-time great team that they had, because that run from 2014 to 2018 that they had, Bud, arguably was one of the greatest of all time. It's hard to get back to that level. Is that fair?
Oh yeah, that's particularly fair. I think when you start putting things together, it's not what you did last year. It's what you did over a period of years, over a period of times, and in a season, you know, you might drop one or two games, but then you come back and and you string six or seven during the season, success means a lot of different things. But I think the biggest thing is that everybody stays in sync. And I'm not just talking players. I'm talking about the coaching staff, the community, the school, the fans. There's an old saying in athletics is nothing's ever as good or as bad as it seems. and it's kind of hard to say this, but you lose a game or two and maybe somebody might start questioning, are we going to be good? Are we going to bounce back? What about this? And then there's so many other variables. There's injuries. There's people having to step up. You might not have the most mature class when you start the season, but you've got that tradition behind you. So a lot of those things go together, and that's why I said earlier, you don't look at the snapshot that you have in front of you. Take a look at the big picture.
Well, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I know you've been asked questions like this before, so I will. When you think about Pella's streak from 2014 to 16 in particular, the 41 wins in a row, three championships in a row, especially in the Class 3A, now kind of 4A realm, outside of Harlan, but I don't think there's a lot of teams that did what Pella did, right? That was really a truly special moment.
Oh, that's true. The only one that leaps out of my mind right away is Regina in Class 1A and Class A, and with enrollment determining classification and now the other variables that are concerned, you might be a Pella and play 3A and now you're playing 4A. You might be another school that might be 1A and A, and now all of a sudden they're playing A player. So I think there's a lot of variables that come into play, and so you're not going to catch me apologizing for Pella's success no more than you will if it was Harlan. I think that comes as a result of all the variables that I mentioned earlier, the coaches, the school, teachers, students, administration, the community. I was so impressed with the crowd that I saw down at Pella, admittedly in a losing season last year. But you want to know something? I've been down there and I've officiated football playoffs, and it's been big then. So I think it's a culture that the kids and the coaches create for everybody to enjoy.
Well, and I know we kind of mentioned some of the other sports. What's really, I think, impressive, Bud, at least from my chair, and again, I lived here for 9 or 10 years, but during that time, track and field has won 4 championships in 10 years. And the boys program is a heavy favorite to repeat in cross country. For our Pella fans, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but how unique and rare is that a school probably had how many dynasties going at once in different sports that Pella very well could win the state track championship again on the boys next year. And that'd be 5 titles in 11 years. It's pretty unheard of at any level of track and field.
Oh, that's so true, Andrew. And I think, if you watch how they put the thing together, track is unique in itself because you don't have to have an individual event champion. You can slug your way through it with places and high place finishes in those 19 or 20 events. And then everybody kind of says, hey, we're not too bad. We're right there. Now, if we can just place in these last 2 events, we might be taking home the gold again. So that's one of the unique things about high school sports is that you're never out of it as long as kids believe that they're doing the right thing and coaches believe in them and the fans pick them up and cheer them on.
The one and only Bud Legg joining us here talking Pella's sports dynasties in football, track and field, all the above. Bud, always appreciate your time, your insight, your great knowledge of the sports and all your different aspects. And hopefully we'll have a great conversation about Iowa High School something in the near future.